Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy, and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, HPXWellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to HPXWellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode. Bad habits. Let's talk about each one of those. I'll go fairly quickly because you get it by now. But this time we're going to tackle them slightly different, even more proactively. One bad habit we've talked about, it's always a pattern. It's always something that happens with high performers. It's this first one called avoidance. Now, you've already heard me talk about it, but here's the thing. We've talked about it conceptually. I want you to identify, what have you been avoiding specifically? What have you been afraid to do, but you came up with reasons not to do it? Because that is called avoidance. You wanted to do something, but you came up with reasons not to do it. What was that? Because that's avoidance. I want to do this, but I've got all these reasons, sometimes excuses, but ultimately it's an avoidance strategy. Because how many of you feel like you got more fire inside, right? But sometimes, be honest, how many of you back off too often? Yeah. There's avoidance going on there. So what have you been avoiding doing? What first step have you been avoiding taking? What's the first step? You got a dream. What's the first step? Like, you know you should do it. Like, Lewis knew he should do a webinar. And when he did it, he was a hot mess. But he took the step, right? So what's that first step? Is it writing the first page of the new book? You just haven't done it. You've been avoiding writing that first page. Is it making that call to ask for help? You've been avoiding picking up a phone. Is it sitting down your spouse to have that tough conversation and really deciding to say, okay, tonight's the night we're going to have that conversation at dinner? Like, what is that first step you've been avoiding? And just know what it is. Just look at it on your piece of paper, know what it is, and now just simply ask yourself, are you a bigger person than that? Or is that gonna win? Is that little step gonna hold you back? Or are you gonna get back in that momentum you deserve? Like, there's a momentum you feel in this room you can have at home when you stop avoiding things, and instead, right next to avoidance, like imitation, I hope you wrote next to imitation when you wrote it down, you have some notes somewhere, and you wrote, okay, I'm gonna ask, how would I uniquely do this? Here's what I want you to write next to avoidance, right? Right next to avoidance, just in big letters, capital letters, right next to avoidance, write this word, attack. Yeah. Attack. When I start avoiding things, I have this thing, my self-talk, I say to myself all the time, I'm like, dude, you're SWAT team. I say it to myself all the time, I don't want to do that. Brendan, you're SWAT team. Let's go. Attack. Like, listen, if you're always in reaction, you're always on defense, you got to get back in the offense. Avoidance is a reactionary strategy. That's the problem. Avoidance, you're in the reaction column. You're in the defense column. We need you back on offense again. What does offense mean in your life? Because offense is very different than avoidance. Raise your hand if you follow. We need you on offense.
We need you on offense in your health. We need you on offense in your career. We need you on offense in your relationship. Don't wait for the relationship to get better. Go on offense. Know the plays. Become the quarterback of your life again, right? So many of you, you're just the receiver. You're running around wherever opportunity is going to throw it. You're going to go and try to capture it. And it's like, no, where do you want the plays to go? You got to get back on offense. Turn the person left, right, shake them, say, get back on offense. Write it in your notes. Attack the game. You got to attack the game again. Go back on offense. Stop letting everybody shoot you down. Go back on offense. Attack again. There's something you wanted. Attack. Get obnoxious about it. When I look at my dreams, I walk in my office each day. I look at those dreams. I'm like, let's go. Oh, my God. Who gets fired up looking at your goals? Okay, I know half you lied because I asked, do you look at your goals every day? You didn't think I was listening? Good coaches listen. Everyone's attacking their goals. I know that 90% of you don't even look at your goals. Who's ready to attack their goals? Say, that's me. So turn the person to the left, right, grab them, shake them, say, attack.
Attack!
You gotta go. Number two, you've got to watch your bad habit of overcommitment. Ooh, he struck a chord in me. Overcommitment. Okay. Ready? Remember the old thing, Power Rangers Unite? Remember that? Okay, watch this one. People pleasers, raise your hand. See, people pleasers unite. Unite in your sorrow of overcommitment. Who's an overcommitment person? Okay, you know why you're overcommitting? FOMO, other people. Why else? Clarity, why else are you overcommitted? Distraction, guess what? We know about high performers. You're overcommitted, because listen, you're not on offense. You know when it's easy being overcommitment? You don't know what you want to do. So someone asked you, I guess I could. Would you want to go out on a party? I guess I could. Would you like to watch our kids? I guess I could. Do you want to host a party? I guess I could. Do you want to watch this webinar? I guess I could. Do you want to buy this thing? I guess I could. Because you're not on offense. When you are clear on offense, you're not overcommitted. The great coaches, they don't overcommit their players to the wrong plays. They're precise. You got to get so razor clear every morning. What is it for me today? The way to avoid overcommitment is to begin the day so clear, weaponized, ready, absolutely razor sharp on what your focus needs to be this day. Not 3 days from now, not 4 months from now, not when I hope it turns out. Like now, what is this day? What must happen this day? Because when you know what must happen this day and someone lobs a big pile of to-do onto your plate, you grab that bat and you smack it right back in their face. You're like, I'm sorry. Like, I've got this great, many of you guys have known, if you haven't read it, High Performance Habits, there's my email in there. If you all are overcommitting, or you're saying yes to too much, read High Performance Habits, go in that productivity chapter, copy and paste that email, put it in yours. It says something to the effect of, oh, thank you very much for thinking of me. Unfortunately, my plate is already full of other projects and priorities that I agreed to or planned months ago. And this sudden emergency or request of yours, unfortunately, has a whole line of other people who thought about asking much earlier. And so if this is something that must happen, please let me know the actual drop-dead deadline when this must happen, in which if it doesn't happen on that exact date, your career or your house will burn down. Because anything else before that date is an actual preference. I need the real deadline. We overcommit because we don't know real deadlines. We overcommit because we are not on offense. So next to overcommitment, right? Right again, offense. And then right next to it, priority. I am the worst. Oh my gosh, you're so lucky you're not married to me. Oh my gosh, Denise will come up. She'll be like, hey, I want to talk about this. We got to do these things and everything. And I'm listening and I'm present and everything. And then once in a while, I have to say, sorry, honey, that's not a priority. Not she's not a priority, but the item. I got to say it to my partner. I have to say it to my friends. I have to say it to my team. Listen, when you're a high performer, you got more people counting on you. Is it true? So it's more important that you prioritize. Listen, the problem is overcommitted people will tell you they're people pleasers, and yet they're the most selfish bastards ever. Think about it. If you recognized your responsibilities to other people, would you overcommit yourself? Because when you overcommit yourself, you don't deliver for other people with the level of excellence that you could. You don't create the connections with other people. You're selfishly following your desire, exactly, to be a pleaser. You're following that desire, oh, I want to take care of everybody. And by the way, I honor that impulse, but I also recognize sometimes that impulse can be a bad habit. Raise your hand if you follow. So I honor the impulse. It's you being human wanting to help everybody. But as soon as you realize you can't help everybody, you start prioritizing so you can help the ones you should. Overcommitment, that's reactive. Overcommitment, failure go on offense. And I know you hear this all the time, but wouldn't it be nice to hear this every couple Wednesdays? Like just once in a while, Brendan in your pocket or in your ear going, hey, are you focused right now? Are you on offense or defense? Are you overcommitting yourself? Or are you focusing on what matters? Because lots of people overcommit themselves to busy work and don't give a damn amount of time to life's work, their most important work. I don't overcommit myself very often. I'm busy, but I don't overcommit very often because I'm so committed to delivering what I promise with excellence. I don't overcommit because I'm so committed to delivering with excellence. I'm aware that overcommitment compromises my relationships. Overcommitment compromises my energy, my heart, my soul. And your overcommitments, if you find yourself overcommitting over and over and over and again, whose fault is that? You're the one who's not establishing the boundary. So don't blame everybody else. Oh, they keep asking stuff for me. Yeah, they keep asking because you ain't ever said no, babe. Listen, they're probably not going to die if you say no, right? And the best thing is, they probably go pester somebody else after a little while. You've got to set more firm boundaries around the things that matter in your life. We're going to talk a lot about this tomorrow, and it's so important. We have in our master's program, it's always getting back to priorities, always getting back to focusing on what matters. It's always meeting your responsibilities with excellence and not overcommitting yourself.
Hey, it's Brendan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com.
The more you avoid and yet the more you overcommit, the more you're in defense and reaction, the more you burn out. Everyone wants to deliver awesome and be great to everybody all the time, but you can't. And how many of you had a bout of burnout somewhere in the last 6 months? Okay, last 6 months. Now, keep your hands high and please look around the room because this is an amazing group of people, right? You all, yesterday, you rose your hand and you said, I do more personal development than the other people around me. And yet you're also like, I'm burned out. So what's up with that? Something's not sinking in. It's common sense, but it's not common. Like burnout, people know, I tell my team all this, burnout, that's your choice. Burnout is you not communicating in advance. Burnout is you not planning. Burnout is you not prioritizing. And geez, I know this sounds like I'm preaching at you, but I'm not. I'm protecting you. Two different things. I'm not preaching to anybody because, listen, I go through burnout too. There's been times in my career, way too much. And I recognize how much that slowed down my career. I work with lots of big name folks who they're burned out. They look good on camera, but it's 7 pounds of makeup because they are wiped out. They have burned themselves. They don't take care of the basics. We always want to feel victim to burnout. Is it true? Like burnout is something, oh, it happened to me. No one wants to say, I caused my burnout. But everyone causes their burnout. Burnout is almost always a choice outside of very, very controlled environments, right? A soldier in the military can get burned out. They don't have a choice, right? Sometimes it's just the reality of a war. Sometimes it's the reality of that hierarchy. But in almost all other circumstances, outside of like the emergency response kind of stuff, which most of you aren't in, some of you are, outside of the emergency response or the super strict hierarchy, burnout is always, I didn't plan, I said yes too much, I didn't take care of myself, oh crap, it's 4 p.m, I haven't eaten anything yet, right? And sometimes burnout is really a feeling that actually can be overcome. Like in the moments of burnout, like how many of you ever solved burnout with 9 hours of sleep? Right? Sometimes, who's ever solved burnout with just like a good night's rest, a walk around the block, and a croissant? Anybody ever? I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's that easy to solve and change things. You got to recognize, I asked you today, one of the big important things is to notice things again. You got to notice when you're at burnout. You got to notice before the flame hits the wick, you got to notice the flame's been lit. You got to know burnout's coming from 50 yards away, not be surprised when it takes you, right? You got to know, like when you look at your calendar, you got to go, am I going to be burned out? If I am, I'd better prepare every little mechanism I can to restore myself. If I start to feel it, I'm going to change it in my body so it doesn't win today. Like, because sometimes burnout, when it starts happening, listen, the easiest thing, when you start burning out, you stop breathing. I mean, literally, you just like shallow breaths. You don't even feel life anymore. You don't think about your food anymore because you don't give a damn. You're so tired. You're like, I'll get healthier later. You know what? I'll get off the caffeine sometime soon. You know what? It was a long day. I'm burned out, so that's okay that we're on our third bottle of wine. You know what? I know I have things to do, but I'm burned out, so I can totally justify this third season and the fourth barrel of popcorn. That's what we do. As soon as you feel burned out, you can justify all your bad behavior. Soon as you start to feel burnout, you start justifying all your bad behavior. It's why I tell people, you can't let yourself burn out. Letting yourself burn out means you're gonna have lower quality relationships, lower health, way more odds of acting wrong, doing something bad, treating other people like crap, getting fat. Every bad thing possible starts to happen at a higher frequency when we are burned out. Is it true? Yeah. So you got to manage it. When you feel it coming on, you got to change your mind, your body, your breath, the mechanisms of each day so that you can actually get back on track. And the nice thing is changing it can just sometimes, if you're feeling burned out, like when I'm really tired or I went too far or I got overcommitted and I feel it at my desk, I'm like, oh, I feel burned out on me. You can't let the burnout keep staying there. You got to get the burnout out.
All right, hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show, and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also, while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks, to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.